We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode. The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 233. Before we get into this episode, please be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this show. It helps us out a whole lot, and I always look forward to hearing your feedback. All right, so today we're going to talk about the hidden cost of mobile and manufactured homes, because the median home sales price at the end of quarter two of this year was about $412,000. And I know for a lot of you listening, it's a lot more where you're from. And mobile and modular homes have always been considered a more affordable option. However, it's very, very important for us to talk about these hidden costs before you buy these kind of properties. And we're also going to talk about how to finance these kind of properties. So make sure you stay until the end of this episode. First, we need to understand the difference between a mobile or manufactured home and a modular home. A manufactured home, as its name implies, has its standardized parts constructed and assembled in a factory. It's then transported and affixed to a location or your home site. And in contrast, a traditional home is built from the ground up on your lot. While traditional homes may have a basement and usually sit on a foundation, manufactured homes typically don't. So hopefully that breakdown makes sense. So one thing I want to make clear, based on the definition I read, it doesn't mean that your manufactured home is on wheels or meant to be a mobile residence going from place to place. They can actually be set up at a permanent location on concrete blocks, metal piers, or other what they call substantial tie downs. Now, there's also a lot of confusion about the difference between mobile homes and manufactured homes. I'm going to read another definition that I think does a really good job of addressing that. Manufactured homes are often referred to as mobile homes, and indeed, the two are in a sense the same thing. Both types of properties are regulated by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the main difference being that a manufactured home and a mobile home is the date that it was built. So homes built in a factory before June 15th, 1976 are actually considered mobile homes, while factory constructed homes built after that date are called manufactured homes. So pretty much the difference is whether it was before June 15th, 1976 or after. Now, manufactured homes are still mobile, and here's why they're still mobile. They have a trailer hitch and axles that are attached to a steel beam that runs across their length. And this is what allows them to be transported from place to place. The other thing that you may not have known is that they are actually considered a vehicle for tax and zoning purposes, because technically they can be relocated. So very interesting. And it's some information that I don't really see people explaining. So hopefully that helps you out. So next, we're going to talk about modular homes. And what we learn might actually surprise you. So modular homes, sometimes referred to as prefab homes, are factory-built houses. They're made off-site in large factories. Then they're put together at the building site. You'll need to rent or own a plot of land to install it on. That's very, very important. Now, this is a good quote from the co-founder of a company called Connect Home in Los Angeles. So he says, modular homes are permanently attached to their foundations, and once they are installed, they are effectively and legally no different from other site-built homes. He also says, modular homes are legally classified as real property, while manufactured or mobile homes are considered personal property. And remember, manufactured or mobile, they are also considered as a vehicle for tax and zoning purposes. So hopefully you're starting to really understand the differences between the two types of homes. All right. So when it comes to real estate, appreciation is something that you hear people talking about all the time. And the thing is, one of these two home types we're talking about doesn't actually have the benefit of appreciation. So mobile homes typically do not appreciate in value like a traditional home. As we mentioned before, they're actually classified as vehicles for tax and zoning purposes since they can be moved from place to place. Now, the land they sit on may appreciate in value over time, which can potentially impact the overall value. In fact, I was looking at various mobile home listings and I noticed that one was for $250,000. And based on how it looked, I was kind of surprised. But here's the thing. It came on 1.25 acres of land, which led me to believe the reason that it was valued at $250,000 is because of the land that it was sitting on. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. Now, modular homes appreciate and depreciate similar to a traditional stick-built home, and banks, financial institutions, etc., they actually see them as traditional homes as well. So that's something else to keep in mind. Now, as a reminder, we're going to talk about how to finance mobile homes, so make sure you stick around until the end of the episode. Okay, so if a mobile home is purchased inside of a mobile home community, lot rent is another expense that you're going to have to deal with. The average rent for mobile homes at the end of 2023 was $679 per month, which is actually $46 more than the previous year. So as you can see, it's continuing to go up. And that's something to keep in mind if you are looking to buy a mobile home. Now, the downside of owning a mobile home where you don't own the land is that the lot rent is always going to go up. And so I want to actually listen to a real life example. So we're going to listen to a clip that explains more about the downsides of lot rent.
How long has your house been on the market?
Over 2 years.
Debbie Powell says she's been trying to sell her home in the Falls at Ormond Beach Mobile Home Park for over 2 years, but no takers. She says the $1,100 per month in lot rent is the problem, and the increases that are still coming.
The person who goes to buy my house will be paying a minimum of $1,300. So as soon as you talk about that with the potential buyer, they don't want to talk to you anymore.
What are you paying for lot rent now?
$1,500 a month.
Dawn Augsbury says her lot rent has increased $500 in 3 years.
I would be homeless if it wasn't for my best friend. My friend of 30-some years, she pays my rent. She pays for my food if I can't.
About 400,000 Floridians live in mobile homes across the state, and there are about 3,500 parks. In some, you own the house and the land, but in others, you lease the land. Lawmakers say the increases are happening statewide.
So if you've listened to my previous episodes or even looked at my YouTube channel, we've learned a lot about how special assessments are pushing people out of their condos. And unfortunately, the same thing is actually happening with mobile homes because it is lot rent. And the challenge is that these fees make it almost impossible to sell to an extent. And the other thing to keep in mind is that if somebody is financing a mobile home, then they have to pay that note along with the lot rent and tons of other fees. So for many people, you may not actually be saving anything. And in some cases, it might make sense to own a mobile home and also own the land, depending on the numbers, of course. Now, if you buy land to put a mobile home on, it can actually end up being very costly. And here's why. Some expenses you have to consider is if the land needs to be cleared of vegetation, trees, and other debris, if the soil conditions have been tested or graded for drainage, connecting to water, electricity, gas, sewage, all those things. And if you're outside of the city limits, then it's you're probably going to need a septic tank and a well. And then you're also going to need to get set connected to all the utilities and things like that. So, you know, numbers are the most important thing, whatever kind of real estate you're looking at. And don't just believe that everything's going to be significantly cheaper just because you got a mobile home. You want to look into all these expenses and considerations that we're talking about today. And so many of these costs are similar for modular homes. And some additional costs you might want to consider are the foundation installation as well as the permits. Because as we learned before, the modular home needs to go on a foundation that is going to be permanently attached to. Now, one of the causes of lot rents increasing is investors buying up mobile home parks and hiking up the rent. So I want to read a little bit of an article that I read that was actually pretty sad. So I want to read it actually verbatim, this excerpt. So it says, in 2004, Susan Lockyer bought her manufactured home as a retirement plan. Moving from Seattle slashed her monthly housing costs from $900 to $425 per month, which is pretty significant. Lockyer, 78, would still be paying lot rent like many other manufactured homeowners who leased the land under their houses. With a Social Security payment of $1,419, she thought she could afford the rent increases, which at the time were only $10 to $30 per year. She goes on to say, this was a good plan, and it was a good plan for 18 years, until GSC Investments bought the park. The first thing that happened is the rent was raised $100 from $620 to $720. So that is crazy. And unfortunately, what happens next is even worse. And I really don't like when seniors have to go through these situations because many of them are on fixed incomes. So it goes on to say, in June 2023, GSC bought Canyon in Bothell and Royalwood Estates in Linwood communities where residents are all 55 or older. GSC also bought other mobile home communities in Washington that year. Many residents who spoke with the Daily Herald said that they felt stressed and afraid of being pushed towards homelessness. In 2 months, Lockyer will be facing another $100 increase, and that's nearly a 14% rent hike. Goodness. The company will also no longer cover water and garbage fees, raising housing costs even more. So this is just out of control. And again, these are the parts of mobile home ownership that people don't talk about. Now, many of you might be thinking, well, if the lot rent goes up, just take your mobile home and move somewhere else. And that is actually a fair thought, but there's more to it than what you think. So according to Forbes, the cost to move a mobile home can range anywhere from $5,000 to $13,000. Currently, the national average is $9,000. You also have to factor in disconnecting from the utilities and reconnecting to the utilities at a new location. If your mobile home is located in an area that's prone to natural disasters, another expense you got to consider is that your insurance cost will be higher. Same for a regular home. If you are in a disaster-prone area, your insurance is simply going to be higher, okay? And it's something that you really need to keep in mind. All right, so let's talk about how to finance mobile homes. So you can actually get an FHA loan for a mobile home that you probably didn't know. And there's two versions of it. It's Title I and Title II. So we're going to talk in detail about each of them and what they mean, what the terms are, things like that. And I'm hopeful that this will be helpful for you. So a Title I manufactured home loan can be used in several ways, including to finance the purchase of a new or used manufactured home, refinance a manufactured home purchase to buy the developed lot on which to locate this type of home, and for a combination purchase of the lot and the home itself. The funds can be used to alter, repair, or improve a manufactured home. So we're going to talk about the loan limits next, and then we're also going to talk about the maximum loan terms. And again, this is the Title I version. So for the manufactured home only, the maximum loan limit is $69,678. For the manufactured home lot, the maximum loan limit is $23,226. Now, for the manufactured home and lot, the maximum loan amount is $92,904. So the maximum loan term, this is very important. So for the manufactured home, it's 20 years plus 32 days. For the single wide manufactured home and lot, it is 20 years plus 32 days. Again, for the manufactured home lot, it is 15 years plus 32 days. For the multi-unit manufactured home and lot, 25 years plus 32 days. All right. Now, if the buyer is not buying the land, they have to show proof of a lease with a term of at least 3 years. So you remember we talked about lot rent. So they want to see a 3-year lease to pay that lot rent before you get this loan. So Title II loans, they're a little bit different. So they cannot be used for manufactured homes that are on leased land inside of a manufactured home community or mobile home parks. So this loan program, the Title II FHA loan, ensures loans that borrowers can use to finance and a qualifying manufactured home loan along with land as long as it meets the requirements. So the down payments on a Title II loan can go as low as 3.5%, which is great. And the terms can last as long as 30 years. So here are a couple guidelines for the Title II FHA loan for mobile homes. So it must have a minimum floor area of 400 square feet or greater. It must be constructed after June 15th, 1976. Must be classified as real estate, but not necessarily for state tax purposes. Must be built and remain on a permanent basis. And the loan must cover the home and the land on which it stands. Something that's interesting that you may not have known as well is that you can also get a VA loan for a mobile home. Shout out to all my veterans. Thank you for your service. So VA loans for modular or mobile homes are 0% down, and you can get a VA loan to buy a manufactured or modular home and put it on land that you already own to buy both the home and land simultaneously, or refinance a home to you plan to transport to land that you own. Now, depending on exactly what you're trying to do, the loan terms can range from 15 years to 25 years. And there are also Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae programs where your down payment could be as low as 3% down. So, depending on your situation, mobile homes might work for you, modular homes might work for you, or maybe neither of them. But if you found this helpful, definitely be sure to share this with a friend or a family member who is looking for some affordable options and trying to figure out how they can still own a home or a place to live. All right. So thank you all so much for rocking with me as always. And if you found this valuable, please be sure to leave a rating and review. I always love hearing your feedback. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.